I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. He grew up fascinated by the radio towers and power lines that dotted the landscape of northern New Mexico. In high school, he was drawn to welding. And today, as an artist, he works in steel, creating sculptures that are intricate and delicate, yet also imposing and mysterious. Hernan Gomez Chavez is showing his work this month in Santa Fe, and he's with me now. Hernan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Your sculptures are very distinctive. How do you describe them to people who have never seen your work before?
I like to say that they reference real-world structures. I look at the construction of a building, and I tell them to look at a joist and to look at the different triangular forms that exist in the joist that actually holds up a building. Because my inspiration for the work that I'm making comes from the human-built world. There's a lot of intricacy that's built into it that you don't see because everything's covered up. Right. But when you break it down, even when you look at a construction site, you can see all the beauty that exists in just the bare bones of a building. It's very delicate work. Even some of the pieces that I'm making now, I use jeweler's tools and really fine equipment in order to get them to look very, very intentionally beautiful and shiny and glossy. So,
and you grew up in a family, an extended family, who works a lot in construction. So you had a lot of experience with that.
Yeah. My dad did a lot of framing, and just working alongside of him, I learned how to do a lot of woodworking and basic construction from him and my uncles.
And why steel?
I didn't expect that I'd be making work in steel. As a young kid, I was drawn to making stuff out of plasticine and clay. And I thought I would be doing wood carving, but after taking a welding class, I saw the potential of making long-lasting, durable pieces that were innately beautiful because of the material. And the whole process with like fire and sparks, it just really drew me to it. So it was really industrial.
I asked you how you describe your work to people who haven't seen it. What about people who have looked at your work? How do they interpret it?
I tend to use oil wells, radio towers, even cell phone towers as references for the work I'm making. But I try to abstract them in a sense, but still keeping that reference in there. So some of the pieces in the show now, I've been told they look like, oh, this looks like Star Wars, or it looks like a satellite. But if people are intrigued by the work, then, I mean, more power to the work itself, because they enjoy what they're looking at.
Looking at the work that's in the most recent show of yours, there was a word that kept eluding me. I kept trying to figure out what these pieces reminded me of. And then you came in and you said, it's about trophies.
Yeah. The whole series is based around scaling down these structures into handheld trophies, sort of making them look like toys, being very intentional about the finish of the pieces so that they look sort of like golden trophies, and put them on these stands to speak on like these trophies as a representation of symbols of power on brittle foundations. So for me, going back to these pieces being about the stability or instability of power, not only here in America, but in the industrialized world.
Some of your works in the past have been quite big, 5 feet or so.
Yeah.
The works we're talking about now in this show are a bit smaller than that.
Those pieces vary from 10 inches tall to maybe like 17. And again, that's going back to this idea of the handheld object. I want these things to actually sit on a mantelpiece or to actually hold it.
You were a student, an undergrad at the University of New Mexico. While you were there, you spent quite a bit of time in Prague studying art. That was a transformative time for you. Why?
Before going to Prague, I honestly didn't even know what art was. I was a young person that really enjoyed making things, and I still enjoy making things, and I love craft, but it wasn't until I went there and I saw the museums there, and I was studying under the tutelage of Dominic Lang at the Academy of Architecture and Design that I started to kind of shift the kind of work I was making. I was really challenged to make different work that was a little bit more abstract, but I had to kind of push myself to get to that point. And the architecture of Prague really inspired me. Czech Cubism is something that really drew me to the city to begin with. These artists and architects who created an architecture movement based around cubism really shaped the work that I started making while I was there up until now. I still think about it. I still think about these planar facets and the buildings that were made back in the 1910s up until 1930s. It's something that I want to continually put into my work, something that's still there and still present. I feel that architecture is something that's become very, very important to me because the spaces that we inhabit, once I put that into the work, then it helps to make it more easily read by more people.
I know that you want your work to be understandable by a large audience.
Yeah.
How can you do that without sacrificing the quality that you're demanding from the work?
I took a civil engineering course before graduating here at UNM, and that's when I started to learn. I was like, oh, there's all these sections inside of a building, and thinking back about my family background and construction, that's one of the things that made me start to think, like, okay, how can I start making work that is not necessarily unsophisticated, but that can speak to different people because it's something that they can understand. These structures are something that you can look at, and even if you don't immediately understand it, you can see that there's an aesthetic quality that can speak to a lot of people because an inherent beauty is like something that human beings really enjoy looking at.
Could you take one of the works that's in the new gallery show and just talk about how you created it and what the inspiration behind it was?
Well, I have these five pieces that are based on an oil pump. And I'm very nerdy when I title my pieces, and this piece I titled Stainless Steel Oil Trophy with Trussed Horse Heads. I've been told it's way too long, but the point of naming it that is because I was drawing inspiration on driving through Texas. I remember seeing these oil pumps, and horse head is the name of the actual piece that moves the pump.
Goes up and down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's got trussed horse heads. It's not just one, but it's six of them on this single piece. So I kept doing these sketches of like, how can I abstract it a little? Like every time I make something that I draw from a reference, I think of how can I abstract it? How can I change it a little? So for these oil trophies, I got some tube forms and I filled them up with concrete. And I made those the basis for these pieces. And the reason being is that I wanted to harken back to this idealized legacy of democracy. So I wanted these to look sort of like Greco-Roman columns holding up an industrial symbol. It was kind of cheeky, but it's the whole point of it was to speak on these histories of power and how we're drawn to power, and we don't understand why. So just using different materials that are used in construction and industry and making that the basis for these small sculptures. They can look like they stood the test of time, but power ultimately stands on very brittle foundations. Something that I myself maybe don't even truly consider when I'm making the work, but goes into my thinking as I'm processing what is being made for each piece.
A lot of the inspiration behind your work comes from this history in your family of construction work.
Yeah.
A lot of your family is around. How do they respond to your work? What kind of things do they say?
They really enjoy it, and that's kind of what I'm going for. I want them to look at the work, and even if they don't understand it, they can still look at it and be like, wow, that's really beautiful. That's nice. And that's what I'm trying to make. I don't want my work to come off as pretentious. I want it to be as honest as possible. If I can show it to a family member and they can be intrigued by it and they can look at it and it's like, wow, there's a lot of work put into it. That's something that people always say, wow, there's so much work in there. Then I feel like I've accomplished what I've set out to do.
New Mexico artist Hernan Gomez-Chavez is showing his new sculptures made of zinc-plated steel at the gallery OTA, OTA Contemporary, in Santa Fe. That's through October. Thank you, Hernan, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.